Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Today is the day that Major League Baseball honors the legacy of Jackie Robinson. In a general sense, it takes place on April 15th to commemorate the day in 1947 that he broke the color barrier. 60-plus years that an African-American, that a black man, did not play in the major leagues. And also, over the past 2 weeks, this season, which has obviously been truncated, Major League Baseball is also celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues. And we've had plenty of players that have played that didn't get an opportunity. Some did. Hank Aaron, Minnie Minoso. Some guys did have an opportunity to go to the majors. A lot of other players didn't. So right now on the line, and also unfortunately, I told you, Chadwick Boseman helped bring and continue the legacy of Jackie Robinson through film in 2013. Unfortunately, at the age of 43 today, we've learned that he has passed on Jackie Robinson Day. And right now on the phone line, and I most certainly wish it was in better circumstances, we have on Mr. Bob Kendrick. He's the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum based in Kansas City. Bob has been a staunch advocate in just sharing the history of black ball players here in the United States of America. And it's not just about sports. This is historical elements to this. Bob, doesn't even make sense to ask you how you're doing. I think I pretty much know. How are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on, Bob?
Well, you know, I think like most, they are just stunned, man. I'm still stunned by the news. And as you mentioned, you know, ironic, some might even say poetic, that his battle with cancer ended on Jackie Robinson Day, even though it wasn't the original slated Jackie Robinson Day as normal.
Right.
And for me, I had just introduced the film 42 at an event here in Kansas City at our Kansas City Urban Youth Baseball Academy, where the Darwin Penny, who runs the academy, and his team had invited 42 young ball players over to watch the film 42. And so I got a chance to speak to them about Jackie Robinson, obviously his roots beginning here in Kansas City with the Kansas City Monarchs, but also shared the story of what it was like in 2013 when we had the second largest screening of the film 42, and Chad Boseman and Harrison Ford and Andre Holland, who brilliantly played the reporter Wendell Smith in 42, were all here in Kansas City. And I was joking with the kids. I'm a kid from Crawfordville, Georgia, a town of all of 500. So this was my first trip on the red carpet, man. And so I milked the red carpet for everything I could get out of it. I went up the carpet, went back down the carpet, and then the very next day, Chad came over to the museum, and we shot live satellite TV interviews because the film 42 premiered the very next day after we had our screening. And then afterwards, I was able to give them both a tour of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And so that moment in time is certainly etched in my mind. It means even more now. And when I was on the red carpet, Chad, along with Thomas Tull, who at that time was over Legendary Films, produced the film 42, David Robinson, Jackie Robinson's son, they presented me with the Kansas City Monarch jersey that Chadwick wore in the beginning of the film.
Wow.
And that jersey now proudly hangs inside the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Wow. We're chatting it up with the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, Bob Kendrick, here on Jackie Robinson Day, and also, unfortunately, the day that Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson, has passed away due to colon cancer at 43. You talk about that screening that you all had at the museum in Kansas City. How important, just from your understanding and working with Chadwick to promote the film, how important was it for him to make this portrayal?
Well, I think he was immensely proud of his work, as we all were, because he literally brought Jackie back to life. The work that he put in preparing for that film was pretty evident, and it just jumped out at you, you know, on the big screen, and it also gave a broad base audience, because it's difficult to make a film for multiple ages, multiple generations. And they brilliantly did that with 42. And it gave people an opportunity to really grasp just how challenging it was for Jackie Roosevelt Robinson when he walked out on that field with the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15, 1947. And even as I share with the young ball players today, if you believe that one individual cannot invoke change, you need to look no further than Jackie Robinson. And Chadwick captured the spirit and the essence of Jackie Robinson. And I think you can, you know, you can point to the fact that Mrs. Robinson, the beautiful Rachel Robinson,
yes,
was very pleased with the way that he portrayed her late husband. And I think that speaks volume. But for so many, he introduced Jackie Robinson and the magnitude of the man in his portrayal of Jackie in 42.
Well, Bob, you are the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. You are a walking asset in and of yourself. It's always a pleasure to hear you talk. And I've heard you speak in many places, whether it be Chicago or New York or here in Atlanta. You know what's going on and you understand the history. How important has this week been? And it's unfortunate that a lot of these issues, yeah, have to be revisited and the button has to be pushed. But when you think about this week, the past several months, when you think about a day like today where Jackie Robinson is to be honored, what are your ultimate thoughts as it relates to athletes helping to continue to evoke change? And Jackie Robinson, 1947, here we are in 2020.
Yeah, no. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that Jackie would be extremely proud of all the young athletes who are using their platform to raise awareness on this issue and try to be the catalyst to spark change. Because you mentioned it, baseball was at the forefront of this change in 1947. And athletes historically have used their voice. But, you know, I find it perplexing that people just kind of relate to the fact that, well, they're just athletes. No, they're human beings as well. And they have thoughts, they have ideas, they have beliefs that they're willing to share, and they have a platform that allows them to garner the attention of those. And so, you know, sometimes we say we want our athletes to be socially conscious, but then when they are, they get ridiculed. I, you know, as the leader of an institution that is about race and sports, man, I tip my cap to all those young athletes who are engaging in this level of protest for the first time in their young lives. But what really makes me excited is the fact that this is not just the NBA and it's not just the NFL, because I think to some degree people would expect those two leagues, because they are predominantly black. And so, and as you well know, JR, this can't be just black folks out there protesting, because when it's just black folks protesting, people look at it and say, well, there they are again complaining.
Yeah.
But to see Major League Baseball, to see the MLS, to see the NHL all join in this effort, that's the level of solidarity that we absolutely have to have, where you have a multiplicity of people coming together, locking arms, and essentially saying enough is enough. And so, no, I think on this day of all days, Jackie Robinson would be extraordinarily proud of all of the young athletes who are getting involved.
Bob Kendrick is on the line with us. He's the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. As Major League Baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson Day, Bob, you know, I would have never thought in my mind, let's say if we went back 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I didn't think I would see a Black Lives Matter shirt or emblem just draped across home plate. And we know, we know from your history, there's been a complex history between baseball in general and African Americans.
What, oh, no doubt.
What has baseball done up until this point, and what do you see baseball doing to participate? I think even outside of issues of Black Americans playing the game, baseball has its own issues with marketing and branding the sport. What are your thoughts as we move forward?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we look at what transpired April 15, 1947, and prior to then, baseball had absolutely been vilified for not allowing Black Americans to play in its league. When it opened its door, our country literally followed suit. And so that's why I say it's important that baseball be out at the forefront of this effort as well. Because, again, you only have a handful of African-American ball players in Major League Baseball now. Yeah. And, again, that's another issue that we're attempting to address. And as a institution that, you know, documents the legacy of Black baseball in this country, it's important that we be a part of that discussion as well, you know, because we do have a rich legacy in this sport. And we made a tremendous impact in terms of changing the game of baseball after Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And so, yeah, we're all well aware of the declining numbers, but I do think that Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball's Players Association understand that there is an issue and are really diligently working to try to reverse those numbers. We live in a microwave society. And you know, that ain't always good because baseball, as you know, is a very tradition-rich sport. It's going to take time. You know, I do think that the numbers are going to reverse themselves. But we have to be patient, and patience is not one of the things that the more majority of us have a whole lot of. But as we start to see the minor leagues become more populated, some of the other programs that are being implemented that are now creating opportunities for kids to play this game and stay in this game. You know, we're working diligently to take away the economic barrier that has prevented a lot of kids from playing. But as I oftentimes say, the thing that we love about Major League Baseball, or about baseball in general, is its tradition. The thing that has hurt baseball is its tradition. And so you're right. It has to get better at marketing its product. And we have to find ways to get the stars of our sport into these communities where they are seen not just on TV, but it can be up close and personal. Because what you find with the Negro Leagues, number one, because they had a league of their own, and by the fact that they were playing in a segregated society, it didn't matter how much money Satchel Paige made or Buck O'Neill made. Man, they stayed in the same neighborhood I stayed in.
Yeah.
And so I saw them every day. And I not only idolized them for their athletic ability, I idolized them as men. I'm watching them conduct themselves as men. And so they were very real. But what baseball can do is take a page from the Negro Leagues. The Negro Leagues were never afraid to market its stars. Man, it was Satchel Paige and the Kansas City Monarchs. Or it was Rube Foster's Chicago American Giants. And Rube Foster was standing on the corner of 18th and Vine here in Kansas City with a megaphone. And people walking by, and he's telling everybody what his Chicago American Giants are going to do to the Kansas City Monarchs.
Yeah.
And they filled up the ballpark, you know. And the game was exciting. It was entertaining, and it was interesting. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get back to that again, too.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, as we only have about a couple of minutes left here before we have to hit our news break, I want to ask you, there's a lot. We can sit here and talk for hours about the Negro Leagues and the effect that Jackie Robinson and others have had on baseball as a whole. For anyone who isn't familiar with the Negro Leagues or hears Negro Leagues and just goes, oh, those were just some black guys playing baseball. Do me a favor in the most succinct way possible. Just tell the audience what they need to know about the Negro Leagues if they have no idea.
The Negro Leagues gave a playing field for some of the greatest black and Hispanic athletes to showcase their world-class playing ability. This league, man, was chalk-filled with talent. They would not take a backseat to any league. And the only difference between the Negro Leagues and Major League Baseball was that Major League Baseball was better funded. They had their own stadiums. By and large, the Negro Leagues didn't have their own stadiums. But from a talent standpoint, oh, no. And if you want an indication of the talent that was there in the Negro Leagues, stop today to think about who the two greatest living major leaguers are. And I don't think you'll get very much dispute about this, Henry Aaron and Willie Mays. And both of them come out of the Negro Leagues. They were just a sampling of the talent that was there in the Negro Leagues. There is no question, had the doors opened before 1947, the record books would be entirely different.
Oh, Bob, that was very pointed. As Major League Baseball celebrates and honors this 100 years, as you continue to educate folks on the history of the Negro Leagues and the influence that African Americans and blacks and Latinos have had on the game of baseball, I know this has been a difficult year and a tough year. You guys have certainly gotten and received support from the league, from many folks. But anybody who stops by Kansas City, I understand that the museum is open in a limited capacity as recently as June for people to go and check it out, correct?
Yes, man. We're back open. We were closed for 3 months, reopened June 16th, and we're operating like virtually every business in Kansas City at about 25% of capacity as levied by the city of Kansas City. But, man, it's just great to have life back in the museum again. And so, yeah, if your travels happen to bring you to Kansas City, even in the midst of this crazy COVID world that we're living in, we are back open and we've put in all the protocols to make sure that we can keep our patrons and staff as safe as we possibly can so that they can enjoy this amazing museum known as the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for taking the time tonight to hop on the phone. I hope the next time that we chat it up, I hope the next time that I see you, it will definitely be in better circumstances. Obviously, here we honor Jackie Robinson this day, but also acknowledge the passing of Chadwick Boseman, who also helped bring the legacy of Jackie Robinson to life. Bob, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.